You are listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after, and we're not alone in the studio, are we, Ben?
We've got some great arty people in the studio. Robin and Virginia, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'll be an arty person.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, that's a great
title. You know we love it.
Yes.
And we are here talking, I mean, all good things Christchurch Art Gallery, all good things The Vision.
Ooh, happening this Wednesday, 7 p.m. At the Bailey's Night Frank Foyer. Long name, but it's going to be a very fun event. I mean, I could sit here and try and explain what it is, but why would I do that when the person who's doing it is sitting right in front of me? Do you want to give us the spiel about what's going down?
The spiel.
Yeah, show me your best elevator pitch.
Oh my God. Stop. You got to like put it into one sentence, eh? That's the elevator pitch, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what is my work even about?
Well, essentially, it's experimental dance work on the most basic front. And it's a collaboration between me and Olivia McGregor, who is also an amazing dancer, recently moved to Otatahi, which is great. Mm-hmm. More friends for the dancing community. And essentially, the vision is called The Vision because it was a vision. And I remember I was like kind of really into this play on the fact of that's exactly just what it is. Mm. And I remember messaging Olivia about, oh gosh, now when it originally came up, it must have been like seven or eight months ago. And I sent her a message and I said, Olivia, I've had a vision and we need to perform it. And
now.
Yeah, essentially. And it kind of went through a series of developments to get where it is now, where it was originally meant to be part of Tiny Fest last year, but then that didn't go through. Obviously, 2020 was a bit of...
Just had a couple of bumps in the road.
Can I say shit show on the radio?
You can say shit show.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good way.
I was almost like I was trying to, you know,
gauge. Yeah, yeah.
What's the swearing level like?
I'm like, shit show's all right.
That's about
the upper edge.
That's like they're like pushing it there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. So then it was because of Tiny Fest not happening. It then was going to be at this big party that Map was going to do and. You know, obviously, again, 2020, shit show, as we know. And then, suddenly in 2021, it got picked up by the Christchurch Art Gallery. I didn't say Auckland Art Gallery this time.
wish Auckland Art Gallery, you wish.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you want that when you could do it in Christchurch, though, you know?
Yeah, it's been an awesome process for the past 2 weeks. We've been rehearsing and... A big part of this work is it's improvised, it's organic, it's exploring a couple different themes, you know, working with genderlessness and movement and consent and boundaries. And I have a couple of sort of secret methodologies for improvisation. So we've been going into these kind of worlds.
Secret ones,
yeah.
Can I ask about the secret ones?
Well, Robin teaches an improvisation class for MAP. And I was like, you have so many improvisation techniques already. Have we got more than a secret? You're drawing me in.
Yeah, so it's 1 hour long, essentially, and... it's going to kind of just hopefully take people on a bit of an oral and visual journey.
Cool.
Yeah, it was kind of one of the things that actually the vision wants to do is be a spectacle for spectacle's sake. Mm. And I kind of had this feeling that when I had the vision that with the whole 2020 being a shit show and kind of there not being enough dance work and... yeah, performance work, that I wanted to create something that actually was just quite pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, you know, pleasure in a performance's eyes is very different maybe to other people's. But that's one of the aims that the work is seeking, so that people can kind of enter our world for like an hour and hopefully come out with a sensation in their body.
That's so interesting.
You know?
I know, right?
Yeah, it is.
In which ways has the local artistic community embraced this project?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, MAP, who is sort of, facilitating hosting this performance, has really been kind of our rock. Mm-hmm. So MAP's really beautiful, and Virginia can talk about MAP a little bit more, but a really beautiful community for dancers and movers in Otatahi. And yeah, it's kind of, we have a really nice community, and so they've been our base to sort of share it to that community. So I'm hoping to see a lot of my students there in some way.
And I think too that Christchurch Art Gallery hosting is a really big boon for us, because it's tapping into a wider visual art community who are used to, they're used to being part of different kinds of events and things through Christchurch Art Gallery, because they're so good at this wide net of community. And especially finding out, you know, post-earthquake, it was a hub for community. So for us, it's like, what a great, what a great kind of institution, I say this institution, that we have access to. And so for us, it's like, well, what a cool way to be embraced. And yeah, because we won't really know, too, how embraced it will be until the work happens, until the performance happens. And so we're excited to see who will come or who is interested in being part of this.
Definitely. It's very much, it seems like it's kind of, on the one hand, it's, you know, prepared and ready to go. But on the other hand, it's kind of growing, at, you know, as it happens, it'll be what it is. So on that, do you, you know, with something that is improvisational and kind of will go where it goes, is there more, I guess, nervousness going into something, knowing that it's not, you know, completely planned out, I suppose, and more improv, or are you, you know, just as confident in your abilities for those as you would be for something else?
I mean, I think you're always nervous before performing. Yeah, of course. You know? I think there's an excitement and adrenaline that I always have a lot of trust in before a performance. That adrenaline kind of takes you to a little bit of another world. And yeah, definitely, I think showing on this platform at the Christchurch Art Gallery, I'm nervous about that, honestly, because it's a beautiful venue. And also, they, Sharnay, who's been this amazing coordinator that works at the moment, she is so excited. So I'm almost a little, just don't want to let people down, you know. So that sounds really silly. But, you know, I think with improvisation, yeah, that is one thing, that people might have this image of what it is like. And yeah, also, that's the beauty in improvisation as well, and performance art, that it can sometimes fail at, in itself, and I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And one of the conceptions of the vision is, or a theory that I like to work with as a mover, is failure, that movement can be failure, movement can fail, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not achieving.
Yes. Yeah,
if that
yeah.
makes sense.
I get you.
And so, yeah, that's a part of the vision, sort of choreographic notion.
I think there's something really beautiful in an improvisational technique too, because there is, there's so much like relying on a set movement and a response that you're expecting from something that is highly nuanced, choreographed, I guess, even though improvisation is a choreographic technique.
Yeah.
But with improvisation, you have an openness to respond. And so it's, for me, it's less likely to fail in that way. To fail, or fail in a way that's bad. Because, like, we embrace the failure.
And it's part of improv, isn't it?
Totally. And it sort of cuts across all kinds of improvisation too. And it, and Robin's work is very much embedded in the queer methodologies. And so queer failure is a liberation. So,
Did someone say queer fail?
Oh my gosh, Jack Hummer's done much. I'm sorry, are we in good company?
You are, yes.
Oh my gosh. Stop
it.
Well, I feel like I have learned so much. I feel like I've learned without even seeing it yet. And I feel like I've feel so, you know, kind of enlightened. So thank you so much for coming into studio and talking to us this morning. For the people out there, it is this Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Bailey's Night Frank Foyer, which is at the Art Gallery. You can go and see the vision. It's a one-off 60-minute performance, so you will not want to miss out.
Yeah. Robin and Virginia, thanks so much for being such visions this morning on the show.
Stop it. You make me flustered.